Last time we've already started on chapter 8 of John's Gospel.
我哋知道即係第七章係最重要嘅係即係主喺呢一個啊示棚節嘅最後嗰日嘅大聲嘅宣佈啦。
We know that the most important thing of the previous chapter is that the last day of the feast, Jesus made a declaration.
即係講到係信佢嘅可以從腹中流出活水嘅江河啦。
And how he says in verse 38, he that believes on me, as the scripture has said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water.
咁我哋知道約翰喺呢度聖靈就叫佢加咗第39節係講到同聖靈嘅關係。
And we know that John has added verse 39, and this was said concerning the Spirit.
咁但係我唔重複，我哋已經交通咗㗎啦。
But I won't repeat what we've already shared.
咁另一方面，我哋睇到第七章嘅整章嘅嗰個背景，俾我哋大概知道，當時主係喺呢啲猶太人當中，係叫呢啲猶太人咧係好議論紛紛啦。
We see that the background of chapter 7, we see how the people of the crowds, how there was much debate and opinion according to who Christ was.
係啦，咁呢個第七章嘅，即係我哋就唔再，亦都唔重複啦。
But we won't repeat what we've shared already.
咁其實到第八章咧，如果我哋讀落去咧，讀到尾都係嗰個嘅情況係都係好混亂。
But even as we come to chapter 8, especially later on, we see how also it was a very confusing and chaotic situation.
咁特別你如果讀到第八章嘅最後嗰節，佢哋想用石頭打耶穌。
And how the very last verse of chapter 8, how they wanted to stone him.
咁我哋知道第八章都係幾長嘅一章。
And it's a very long chapter, chapter 8.
咁主要嘅係開始嘅係記載第1節至11節呢件嘅事情。
And the first verses from 1 to 11, there is an incident recorded here.
咁然後主就由第12節開始呢，就講咗好多嘅說話。
And then from verse 12, the Lord speaks of many things.
咁我哋會繼續詳細睇啦。
And of course we will look at them in detail later on.
咁係當然第一樣嘢主所提嘅係第十二節，第八章第十二節。
And in chapter 8, verse 12, the Lord declares here.
佢係講到我係世界嘅光。
He says, I am the light of the world.
咁如果我哋讀落去嘅時候咧，仲有其他嘅話係主講到佢自己嘅。
And then there are verses following which the Lord says that he speaks of himself, who he is.
呢個係大致上係即係21節至30節嗰段嘅話啦。
This is from verse 21 to 32.
咁然後就帶到另一個第31節咧，係就好似特別，即係30節嘅尾咧，就係好多人信佢。
Now we read in verse 30 how there were many who believed on him.
咁但係到第31節咧，以後咧。 我哋讀到耶穌對信佢嘅猶太人講，
But then from verse 31, we hear of how Jesus speaks to these people who believe on him.
咁我哋知道咧，呢係講到係主要係講到真理能夠叫人得自由嘅。
And how Jesus speaks to them, how the truth will set them free.
咁但係當我哋讀落去嘅時候，讀到尾咧，係我哋發覺佢哋唔能夠接受啊。
But when we come to the end, we see how they cannot receive or accept this.
咁我哋都係呢啲，我哋都係遲啲，我哋會仔細嘅嚟到去睇啦。
We will look at these things in more detail as we come to it.
咁大致上我想提出嚟嘅就係，即係第八章嗰個事情嘅發生。
But what I want to share now is what happens in chapter 8.
咁當然主要就係第八章嘅第1節至11節呢件嘅事情，係呢個凡奸淫嘅婦人嘅事情係帶出嚟嘅。
And from verses 1 to 11, about this woman who's committed adultery and what that brings forth.
啊，咁就帶到咧，唔係淨係信主得永生嘅問題啦。因為如果我哋睇第十二章、第八章嘅第十二節咧，
When we come to chapter 8 verse 12, it's not just but eternal life。
啊，係嗰度係講到跟隨主嘅問題，因為嗰度話耶穌有對眾人說：我是世界上的光，我是世界的光，跟從我的就不在黑暗裏走，必得生命嘅光。
So verse 12 speaks of following Jesus, it says in verse 12, again, therefore Jesus spoke to them, saying, I am the light of the world, and he that follows me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life.
咁所以呢个我哋知道系带到跟随主，或者系即系系唔再犯罪嘅问题。
So this speaks of following the Lord and not sinning again.
咁呢个我哋亦都系迟啲我哋会仔细嘅嚟去睇嘅。
And we will look at it in detail later.
咁但翻到第八章嘅开始嘅时候，或者第七章嘅尾，我哋都知道系即系第八章系好连接第七章嘅尾嘅。
And we see how the beginning of chapter 8 is very much linking to and continuing from the end of chapter 7.
咁我哋都上一次我哋已经提过啦，即系当系讲到系各人都好多回家去了，呢、这个无论系。英文的是 第七章的尾，或者中文的 第八章的第一節。
We spoke of how, we shared how everyone went to his home. This is the last verse in chapter 7 in the English, or the first verse of chapter 8 in the Chinese.
然後我們讀到第八章就講到耶穌往橄欖山去。
But then in chapter 8, that Jesus went to the Mount of Olives.
我唔重複啦，我哋交通到主係好可能係上橄欖山祈禱。
We shared maybe the Lord went to the Mount of Olives to pray。
但我總係知道咧，好清楚嘅第二節咧，就話主清早又翻殿裏。
But we read very clearly in verse 2, and early in the morning he came again into the temple。
咁佢其實我哋知道，我哋讀落嘅時候，我哋知道其實主仲有好多嘢想教訓佢哋㗎。
So we know the Lord Jesus still had many things to teach the people.
咁但係喺當即係喺當喺呢度冇講到主係教訓嘅咩啦，但我哋相信下邊發生嘅事情，呢件嘅事情，呢、这個即係行淫時嘅婦人被捉嘅呢個事情之後咧，嗰啲話好可能係都係主所想同我哋講嘅。
So we don't know exactly what the Lord taught them, but.After the incident of the woman caught in adultery, we know that the Lord had many things to speak to them.
但當然我們都相信是透過一件事的發生或者是行神跡也好在這裡或者不算是行神跡也好
the Lord had many things to teach the people, whether it was through a miracle or here.Although this event isn't a miracle.
係啦，即係約翰福音嗰個記載，常常都係先記載一啲嘅事情，然後係講到主嘅一啲嘅宣佈或者主一啲嘅教訓。
So we see how an event would take place, and then following that, the Lord would declare something.
即係好似五餅二魚之後，主就話我係天上嚟嘅糧。
For example, after feeding of the 5,000, how the Lord Jesus says.I am the bread of heaven.
咁喺呢度我哋发觉到係好似喺呢件嘅事情呢、这个即係呢个係妇人係被捉嘅即係係嘅事情呢係引致下面讲嘅说话。
And the woman here taken in adultery, and it follows on leading to what the Lord wants to say.
当然我哋都相信主係冇走，只係特登嘅留翻喺耶路撒冷，第二朝早又翻去聖殿，都其實從某一個角度嚟講，主都係為咗呢個婦人嘅。
So we can say that the Lord stayed in Jerusalem, and the next day is also in order, well, for the sake of this woman.
嗱係啦，主係我好相信主係知道呢件事係會發生嘅。
The Lord knew that this would take place with this woman.
正如好似如果我哋到第九章嘅时候，我哋就发觉到系主系医好一个出世个盲嘅人啦。
And also in chapter 9, we see how the Lord will heal a blind man who is blind from birth.
又透过呢件事情，跟住第十章咧，主系讲个好牧人。
And then it leads on to chapter 10, how he proclaims that he is the good shepherd.
所以我们发觉到其实好像我们主要从弟兄姊妹交通所有外面发生的事情背后都是一些属灵 的事情。
So we see that from these events, these outward events, we know that behind them is there's a spiritual lesson.
即是所有发生外面的事情背后其实都主要很想是是叫我们多认识他自己或者同他亦都同他有关系。
The Lord wants us to have a deeper relationship with Him and know Him more deeply through, you know, learning about these outward events.
所以无论是我们譬如前面我们提到这个撒玛利亚井旁的妇人。
For example, earlier on when we read about the woman, the Samaritan woman at the well.
或者到呢度呢个行淫时被拿嘅妇人。
Or coming here, this woman taken in adultery.
我好相信主系系特登系喺嗰度能够喺呢件事嘅里边，主能够一面系你可以话系佢希望能够挽回呢啲系犯罪嘅人啦，你可以话。
We can say that how the Lord is purposely.Being there in order to restore these people who have sinned.
正如主佢嚟，佢係尋找拯救迷失嘅人啊。
Just as the Lord said, how He has come to seek the lost.
咁嗰個即係其實從某一個角度嚟講，呢個行淫自被拿嘅婦人同撒瑪利亞井個婦人都係有相似嘅地方嘅。
And we can see that from this woman who was taken in adultery.And also the woman at the well in Samaria, there are similarities in their situations.
即係當然一個係應該呢個婦人係應該猶太人嘅婦人啦，唔係外邦嘅婦人。
Here it would be a Jewish woman.
但撒瑪利亞井個婦人咧係外邦嘅婦人。
But the Samaritan woman at the well was a Gentile woman.
喺撒瑪利亞井旁嘅婦人咧係佢話即係可能係。对佢哋对啲外邦人嚟讲，系有好多个丈夫，或者有离婚，或者冇离婚，唔知道。
So for the Gentile woman, this woman got married many times or divorced many times. We're not sure.
或者甚至佢依家有嘅，只话依家有嘅第六个唔系你嘅丈夫嚟噶。
And the Lord say to her that even now she's on her sixth man.Even he was not her husband.
我們知道都是在一個淫亂的關係裡面。
So we know there that there's adultery involved.
即那個都是都即都即從某個角度來說這兩個婦人都是有相同的地方。
So we can say that these two women have similarities in their lives.
但是我們知道在撒瑪利亞井旁的婦人主特別的是要人注意或者要我們去注意的就是滿足的問題。
So, the woman at the well, that case, the Lord wants us to see, how man is not satisfied.
主要给活水给他，说他不用再颈渴。
And the Lord says he wants to give her the living water so that she will not thirst again.
然后主要带出这个是他现在有那个不是他的丈夫。
And how the Lord brought out the fact that the man that she was with at that time was not even her husband.
我们知道这个是讲到满足的问题。
We know that this is speaking of man's satisfaction or the problem.
但好像五个丈夫都满足他不到，第六个他根本就失望了已经。
So even after five husbands, she was not satisfied, and even with the sixth man, she was disappointed.
即嗰个即但到呢处咧，系有唔同嘅，有相似嘅地方，但系有唔同嘅地方。
But here in chapter 8, we see similarities, but also some differences.
咁我哋系进去读嘅时候，我哋比较详细睇嘅时候，我哋会更清楚啦。
And when we read in detail, we will see more clearly.
但肯定好清楚的，呢度唔係講到，唔係淨係，即係當然都有唔滿足嘅問題。
Of course, here in chapter 8, we can see that there is a dissatisfaction here.
嗱，即係呢個婦人犯奸淫都係唔滿足啦。
So we can see that this woman who is adulterous, we can see there is dissatisfaction in her life.
但而重要嘅喺呢度，我哋知道咧，唔系咁多，主要唔系咁多讲到系满足唔满足，而系讲到罪嘅问题啊。
But here the Lord is not emphasizing whether there is satisfaction or not in her life, but the problem of sin.
所以引到去第十二节嘅主讲到世界嘅光，跟随佢嘅就唔喺黑暗里边走。
And then it leads on to where the Lord says, I am the light of the world, and he that follows me shall not walk in darkness.
然后如果我们再照到后面的，我们即是我刚刚提到到31节以后就是讲到是自由，真的自由。
And then from this 31 onwards, it speaks of true freedom.
那是讲到真理，那是讲到自由，那是讲到不在被罪捆绑。
And how it's knowing the truth, and the truth shall set free and will not be bound anymore.
但當然我們讀到那裡，我們才會再詳細的交通啊。
Of course, when we reach those verses, we will share in more detail.
但事實上我盼望我們這樣的交通，我們可以比較清楚第八章的結構或者發生的次序是這樣的。
So hopefully, when we can be clear of the structure of chapter 8 as we share.
然后我们才进入去仔细地来看每一段发生的事情。
And then we can look in detail at each section and each part.
因为每一部分都是可以很深入，也都是可以很宝贵的。
Because each part is very precious and we can go into it deeply.
但我盼望我们开始看，即是我们未进入很仔细地看之前，我们有一个
But before we go into each part in detail, hopefully we can get the general structure and gist of this chapter.
或者我读下去的时候，我们知道其实是这些法利赛人和文士是特登将这个妇人捉来。
We see how the scribes and the Pharisees, how they bring this woman taken in adultery.
我们知道第六节就很清楚，他们目的不是真的想问主应该怎么做。
Their purpose isn't really to ask the Lord what they should do about this.
因为第六节那里告诉我们，他们说这话乃试探耶稣，以得他告他的把柄。
Because in verse 6, it says, But this they said, proving him, that they may have something to accuse him of.
咁我哋要明白係摩西嘅律法書嘅上嘅吩咐，凡奸淫嘅係要用石頭釘死。
We know that in the law of Moses, in verse 5, now the law of Moses has commanded us to stone such people.
咁但係嗰個問題係即係問題就係佢哋今日係佢哋唔係佢哋即係猶太人今日即係喺當時啦，猶太人喺福音嘅時候。
But at the time, the Jewish people, the Jewish nation, were ruled by Rome.
Although the
Romans gave them religious freedom,
但有一样嘢佢哋唔可以做嘅就系佢哋唔可以去执行死刑。
But there's one thing that the Romans didn't allow them to do was to execute them or to kill.
那即係唔能夠好似按住摩西嘅律法咁樣講，用石頭釘死呢個犯奸淫嘅人。
So they were not allowed to follow the law of Moses whereby they could have stoned this adulteress.
因为其实我哋知道点解即系大祭司、文士、法利赛人等等要将耶稣带到去比拉多面前审咧。
We know that the high priests and the scribes and Pharisees how they arrested the Lord Jesus so that he could be put on trial.
要去到比拉多嗰度，呢个系罗马嘅巡抚。
When he had to go to Pilate, who was the governor.
係啦，係因為佢哋冇權執行死刑。
Because they could not execute the Lord Jesus.
以致所以主耶穌被釘十字架，是因為係羅馬人嘅刑罰嚟㗎。
In order for Christ to be crucified, this was a Roman punishment.
即係我哋剛才都提到啦，其實提到到第八章尾，佢哋都想用石頭打死主啊。
And how we've already mentioned how at the end of chapter 8, how they wanted to stone the Lord.
嗱，呢個係根據摩西嘅律法。
And this would have been following the law of Moses.
嗱，但問題係佢哋冇咁樣嘅權嚟到去執行死刑。
But they had no right to kill or execute the Lord Jesus.
嗱，即係嗰個 death penalty 啊，to carry out
death penalty
嘛。即係佢哋冇咁嘅 authority， 冇咁嘅權啊。
Yes, they had no authority to exercise the death penalty.
嗱，咁嗰個試探耶穌就係，如果主耶穌話係釘死佢。
So they wanted to try Jesus or tempt Jesus. So if the Lord Jesus were to say stone her to death.
嗱，咁嗰個佢就變咗主就係犯咗羅馬人嘅律法啦。
And in doing so, Jesus would have gone against the Roman law.
但如果主話唔可以釘死佢。
But if Jesus said no, you cannot stone her.
咁佢哋就話：咁你即係話主唔遵守摩西嘅律法。
So they could have accused him of not following the law of Moses.
嗱，即係所以其實係一個係兩難嘅，即係其實你可以從某一個角度嚟講，佢哋諗出嚟嘅呢一個試探係一個好點樣交，好似好詭詐，即係但係。
So what they came up with, it would have been very difficult, and it was a very deceitful way of trying to tempt Jesus.
但我哋感謝主嘅，即係我哋道路發生嘅事情，我哋知道係主嘅智慧係好美麗啦。But
we read on and we see that the wisdom of the Lord is indeed very beautiful.
亦都係主嚟，佢係其實即係好似約翰福音前面講，佢嚟唔係定我哋嘅罪，佢就想救我哋。
And how we read earlier on how he has come not to condemn us but to save us.
嗱，嗰個即係一件好，但嗰個都即係我哋知道繼續我哋落去睇到就係我哋知道第十一節嘅嗰度。
And as we read on and come to verse 11, we see how the Lord's reply is very precious.
是的，主啊，我不定你的罪，去吧，从此不要再犯罪了。
And how in verse 11 it says, and Jesus said to her, neither do I condemn thee, go and sin no more.
那我们知道以后的大段的说话，其实都是连翻上这一句的。
And then the verses following on are continuing from that verse 11.
We have shared in chapter 8.
我哋嚟到係去交通第八章.
That Jesus came back early in the morning, and the people were coming to him, and he started to teach them.
主佢係一清早咧就嚟到殿中嚟到去教導嗰啲嘅百姓.
And then we see that in verse 3, you see that the scribes and the Pharisees, when they brought this woman who has been caught, they weren't interested in wanting to hear Jesus' teaching.
第三節嗰度講到呢啲嘅文士同埋法利賽人帶住一個行淫時被拿嘅婦人嚟，咁係當時主耶穌佢係喺度教導呢嘅百姓。
So when they interrupted the scene, it was clearly a trap that they set out for Jesus.
咁佢哋就喺當中嚟到係去打岔咗呢一個主耶穌佢係教導百姓呢個嘅環境。咁好顯然嘅咧，就係佢哋係為主耶穌咧嚟到設下呢個陷阱。
They were not interested in wanting to hear Jesus' teaching.
佢哋咧係對主耶穌嘅教訓咧係冇興趣。
They want to catch him.
佢哋係想嚟到係去找佢嘅同腳。
Yes, because I mean, for them to bring just one party, and on top of that, as has been shared, it is a trap for Jesus as to see how he would react.
喺嗰度咧，佢哋係想為主耶穌設下陷阱，睇佢有啲咩反應。
Yeah, because they want to test him,
佢哋想去試探佢。
To see how his reaction, whether that he would follow the law of Moses to stone him, to condemn the woman and to stone her.
咁嚟到睇下主咧，究竟咧會唔會係根據摩西嘅律法嚟到係去用石頭打死佢
？And if that is the case, then it will go against Roman law.
咁如果係咁樣你發生嘅時候用石頭打死呢個婦人咧，咁嗰度咧就係違反咗當時呢個羅馬嘅律法。
But we see Jesus, he overcome the setting out to trap him by his life.
但是主耶稣呢是用他自己的生命来到克服了当时这个陷阱。
Because when Jesus didn't respond to them,
主当时呢是没有立刻的来到是去作出这个反应。
They persisted, in verse 7, they persisted in him.
但是第七节呢他们呢还是不住这样来到去问主耶稣。
All Jesus did was he stooped down and he began writing on the ground with his finger.
主他所作的呢就只是弯着腰用指头在地上来到去画字。
I mean, you can, we are not told what he had written.
我们不知道究竟他用指头在地上写的是什么字。
But when they persisted, he said, he answered them.
但当他们是坚持是要这样来到去追问主耶稣的时候，那主耶稣就这样有这样回答。
He straightened up and he said, this is a very embarrassing situation scenario. And he straightened himself and he said, he who is without any sin,Among you, let him be the first to throw a stone at her.
咁当时系一个好尴尬嘅情况嘅里边，主咧就咁样问佢哋：你哋中间谁系没有罪嘅，谁就可以先拿石头打佢。
Yes, I mean it is one that is they never expected the reaction of Jesus to be pointing the finger at them, rather than pointing the finger at the woman.
他们是没有预料到主耶稣是有这样的反应，他是用这个的就是他的指头，主耶稣的指头是指住他们，不是来到指住这个犯罪的妇人。
Yes, and you know, in a way, we are very prone to be very quick and to be very judgmental, but we see here,Jesus, after saying that, he stooped down, and we find that what Jesus said really gripped those who brought those who were accusing.
我哋好容易咧，系会有一个审判嘅灵嚟到去审判人。咁但喺呢度咧，我哋知道见到主耶稣。他所指出他們的事情呢是叫他們是責心的。
And when they heard his reply, they were convicted, that they didn't have, they have sinned, we have all sinned, fallen short. And they couldn't bring themselves to do it, to stone this woman.
他們呢都知道自己是有罪，所以他们都是规决了那个的规决了主是来到是指住他们的错谋，所以他们呢都没有一个是能够是先用石头来到去打这个行淫的妇人。
And starting with the oldest ones, I think the older we know how much we have transgressed.And he was left alone.
咁咧就系从老到少咧，特别系老嗰啲，因为佢哋犯嘅 佢哋嘅時間長，所以佢哋都係會比較多嘅時間嚟到犯罪。咁所以咧但係從老到少一個一個都咁樣出咗去，只剩下耶穌一人。
Yes, so you can imagine the scene. One by one, they left until she's the only one left standing in the center of the court.
咁所以咧，一個一個都出咗去，只剩下耶穌一人咧留翻喺當中。
And when that happened, Jesus straightened up and said, "You know, woman, where are they? Did no one condemn you?"
咁耶穌咧就直起腰嚟對呢個婦人講，就話婦人，呢啲人喺邊度啊？沒有人定你嘅罪嗎？
He says, "No one, Lord."
咁呢個婦人就話啦，主啊，沒有。
And Jesus said to her, "I do not condemn you either. Go from now on, sin no more."
咁耶穌就話：我也不定你嘅罪，去吧，從此不要再犯罪了。
In fact, the only one who is without sin, who has the, you know, who is able to be the first to throw the stone at her, is actually Jesus.
事實上，係喺嗰度喺當中，嗰度係冇罪嘅咧，能夠係第一個用石頭打死呢個婦人嘅咧，只有主耶穌。
But we see here that Jesus had mercy and compassion on her, but told her to sin no more.
咁但係主佢嘅憐憫，佢嘅恩澤，佢係冇嚟到係用石頭打死佢。
But rather told her go and sin no more.
但係咧，只係叫佢咧從此不要再犯罪。
And I believe when she said no one, Lord, I believe that her heart has been changed as well.
当呢个妇人话冇人嚟到去用石头打佢嘅时候，我相信呢个妇人嘅心亦都系有转变。
There's no one, Lord, addressing him as Lord.
佢就话冇啊，主。咁喺嗰度咧，佢亦都系承认咗耶稣系佢嘅主。
That she must have felt the shame and of her sin, and she says, "Be forgiven."
咁佢亦都係為到佢自己所犯嘅罪咧，係覺得係羞恥，佢亦都係求主嚟到原諒佢。
I think we can see that better for the scribes and Pharisees here。
喺度我哋睇到呢啲嘅文士同埋法利賽人，佢哋係點樣嘅
？That they are full of contempt for the Lord。
佢哋咧對主都是有很多的这个的藐视。
Yeah. Outwardly, they show themselves as if they are so mindful of keeping the law of God and address the Lord as teacher.
他们是在表面上在外面来看呢，好像是很留意神嗰個嘅律法，亦都咧係嚟到係聲稱耶穌咧係嗰個嘅係夫子。
And in fact, the heart is not as such at all. You know, that they are not all that concerned about whether about the law of God being upheld.
事實上咧，佢哋嘅心唔係咁樣諗，佢哋亦都係冇關心到究竟神嘅律法係咪真係能夠係保守得住。
All they have in them is this wicked intent。
佢哋都係充滿呢一個邪惡嘅嗰個嘅心，嗰個嘅意，嗰個嘅意欲。
It seems that they not only have they not listened to what the Lord says, or not only that they have not, that they just merely not accept what the Lord says.
佢哋咧係唔單止係冇嚟到去聽從主嘅話，亦都係冇嚟到接受佢要講嘅嘢。
But they are just bent on wanting to really kill him.
佢哋咧只係扭曲一啲嘅嘅情況嚟到係目的咧係要嚟到去殺害耶穌。
I think if we keep reading of the time of the Lord is not or the hour of the Lord is not there yet. If it has not been the case, if the Lord Jesus wasn't who he is, I think I wonder who can actually stand against them.
我哋读到咧，系因着主嘅时候咧系未到嘅。如果系咁嘅话咧，咁系主佢系因为佢系神嘅儿子，咁所以佢系如果唔系嘅话，系有边个系能够抵挡呢啲文士同埋法利赛人咧？
As Satan behind everything that is merely happening outwardly, there is the behind it. There is this spiritual matter that goes on.
咁喺呢个嘅背后咧，所发生嘅事情咧，系喺外边背后所发生嘅事情咧，都系有关于呢个嘅属灵嘅事情。
We find that they are just doing the devil's work.
佢哋咧只系咧系做魔鬼要做嘅嘢。
If it was not Jesus, if we were the one who have to face, as it were, them doing the devil's work, we would be finished.
如果我哋好似啲法利赛人咁样嚟到系去做嚟到做呢个嘅魔鬼嘅工作嘅时候咧，咁我哋咧都系会
If we have to, we cannot be as the Lord. We think we can stand before the wiles of the devil.
我哋系唔可以系嚟到系胜过呢个嘅魔鬼。
Like this, when we see that this scheme that they have come up with. From man's point of view, there's no way out. But we thank God when we read through, what happened. That's why, how amazing, the Lord really is.
系呢一个嘅计谋，呢一个系奸呢个奸计呢个计谋咧，喺人嘅角度嚟讲咧，系嗰度咧系冇出路嘅。咁但系所发生嘅已经都发生咗嘅咧，咁系即系可以系显出嚟到主系何等嘅奇妙。
I mean, the Lord sincere don't need to give them an answer to their question.
似乎主咧系冇咁嘅需要嚟到系去回答佢哋嘅问题。
But in fact, put it back to them. What he had said.
咁系将呢个嘅问题咧，系转移嚟到问翻佢哋。
That he who has no sin cast the first stone.
佢就问佢哋啦，如果你哋当中系冇罪嘅咧，咁就系可以先系拿石头嚟到打佢。
咁我都想分享一下关于耶稣唔去定罪嗰一点啊。
I'd also like to share on how the Lord didn't condemn the woman's sin.
係啊，咁我今次睇嘅時候咧，因為其實都係好熟悉嘅故仔啊。
And this time I read it and I know it's a story that we are very familiar with.
咁我今次睇咧，我見到有個字咧好特別嘅，佢係講彎住腰同埋直起腰。
And this time when I read it, something caught my attention. How the Lord bent down and then he lifted himself up again.
系啦，我都喺度谂咧，如果圣经唔记载佢系弯腰或者直起腰，其实有冇影响嘅咧
？And I was thinking, if it hadn't been recorded that Jesus having stooped down and then how he lifted himself up again, would it have made any difference to the story？
因为佢呢度讲咗两次佢弯起腰，亦都讲咗两次咧耶稣直起腰。
Because it's mentioned twice, how he stooped down and twice how he stood up or lifted himself up.
是啊，咁我觉得咦，咁可能系好重要噶喎。
And then I thought, oh, maybe this has some great importance.
是啊，咁我喺度谂咧，其实如果咧，要我哋要攞即系要攞石头咧，去打死人咧，其实咧你要弯住腰咁样咧喺地下攞石头。
And of course, if we were to stone someone.We would also have to bend down or stoop down and pick up stones to stone someone.
是啊，咁所以咧，我喺度思想嘅时候咧，喺第六节嗰度咧，佢嗰度讲，他们说这话乃要试探耶稣，要得着告他的把柄。
And reading verse 6 where it says, but this they said, proving him that they may have something to accuse him of.
是啦，或者第五节嗰度讲就系佢哋就系话要用石头打死啊嘛，根据摩西嘅律法。
And in verse 5 it says, now in the law of Moses, Moses has commanded us to stone such.
系啊，所以当我去即系我去思想嘅时候咧，我喺度谂，咦，咁当时佢哋讲嘅时候，耶稣咧就弯起腰、哦，咁个其实嗰个感觉咧就可能好似佢咧，去攞石头想掟佢咁。
So it's as if when Jesus was stooping down.As if to pick up a stone, to stone the woman.
是啦，好似是这样，但是呢，他呢，弯起腰的时候呢，他却不是要去拿石头去钉他，我们都知道他是要在地下那里写字。
But we know, of course, that, that's not true, that, when Jesus stooped down, he was actually writing something with his finger on the ground.
是啊，咁跟住去到第七节嗰度，佢哋都系不停追问耶稣啊。
And verse 7 it says when they continued asking Jesus。
系啊，咁呢度佢有啲记载咧，耶稣就直起个腰。
And here it's recorded he lifted himself up。
系啊，咁我就觉得好特别，即系咧，好似佢话俾大家听咁啊，其实咧我唔系咧要用石头去钉佢咁样。
And this action of lifting himself up is as if to tell them that he is not going to stone this woman.
是啊，因为跟住佢亦都讲啦，佢话边一个冇罪咧就可以用石头打佢。
Because he said to them, "Let him that is without sin among you first cast the stone at her."
是啊，咁头先都分享过，其实耶稣就系有嗰个权柄去用石头打佢咯。
We've already shared that.Jesus, in fact, does have the authority to stone this woman to death.
是啊，所以我睇到呢一句嘅时候，如果点讲咧？睇到呢一句嘅时候咧，跟住后边第八节咧，佢又话佢又弯住腰喎。
And when I see this, what's in the previous verse, and then verse 8, it says again stooping down.
是啊，咁就我就觉得，咦，其实又好似咧，耶稣。可以弯住腰咁样咧，又可以攞石头掟佢，但系咧佢又唔系要去掟佢，继续喺地下画字。
And is this again, the Lord stooping down? Could it be that he wants to pick up a stone to stone the woman? But no, he's actually stooping down to write something on the ground.
即系我自己去思想，其实佢一直弯住腰咧，其实佢一直都系好可以咧，好容易就可以攞到石头咧去掟呢一个妇人。
And each time he stooped down, he could easily have picked up a stone to stone this woman.
是不是？但是当所有人都走晒嘅时候呢，呢一度有记载啦，喺第十节嗰度耶稣呢就直起腰。
When everybody left, we read in verse 10, how he lifted himself up again.
是的，咁我就觉得即係好似呢一个系一个好清晰话俾佢听，其实我唔系要定你嘅罪啊，因为佢起身，佢企咗喺度，佢唔系要弯腰去好似要攞石头掟佢咁样。
And is this the Lord is saying to the woman, "No, I have not come to condemn you or to stone you"?
系啊，所以我即系觉得好稀奇，即系虽然好似呢一度佢见到耶稣佢系弯腰，佢系其实系写字嘅，就唔系要去掟佢嘅。
And actually, the Lord was stooping down, not to pick up any stones to stone her, but actually to write something in the ground.
是啊，但是我亦都即系思想到，其实系，即系如果耶稣弯起腰咧，佢系其实随时佢都可以咧，好似用石头去打佢咁样，但系咧佢又冇去定罪。
So each time Jesus stooped down, he could have picked up a stone to stone her, but in fact he was not condemning her at all.
係我一個少少嘅觀察嘅分享啦。
So that was my observation, which I want to share.
I think we see the Lord's attitude to this woman is very different to those who brought and put her in the midst.
主對這個行淫的婦人的態度是與其他的在當中其他的人不同。
Yeah, I mean the scribes and the Pharisees, it's just so, I mean this is such a shameful situation.And it's as though they use it as something, to trap Jesus.
文士同埋法利賽人咧，係用着呢一個行淫婦人佢所犯嘅情況咧，嚟到係作為主耶穌嗰個嘅陷阱。
Yeah, I mean they they have no feelings towards her at all. I mean, you can imagine the embarrassment and the shame on this woman.
佢哋對呢個婦人咧係冇感覺嘅，係咁而呢個婦人其實當被捉拿嘅時候咧，佢應該咧係會心覺咧係好尷尬。
And I don't know. It's like when you hear of, such things, you really feel grieved that the Lord's name is put to shame.
當如果你聽到呢啲嘅事情嘅時候咧，咁你應該都會覺得係好唔舒服，因為係主嘅名咧係被羞辱。
Yeah, and we see here the Lord didn't look at all those accusers, stand upright and confront them. He stood down. I think.The Lord also felt the shame of this very act.
咁我哋知道主佢冇嚟到係去企起身嚟到係同呢啲嘅文士同埋法利賽人嚟到對峙，但係咧佢係彎著腰，咁就係其實咧主佢亦都係覺得咧呢個行淫嘅婦人所作嘅咧，都係一啲嘅羞恥嚟嘅。
Yes, but when he persisted, then we see the Lord raise himself up, and he said, just as he taught with authority, he spoke with authority.
咁但係因為嗰啲文士同埋法利賽人係繼續嘅嚟到去追問佢，咁所以主就嚟到係去用一個有權柄的來到跟他們來到去答他們。
Yes. He who is without sin among you, let him throw the stone at her first.
他就說主就說你們中間誰是沒有罪的，誰就可以先拿石頭打他。
And we see the Lord stooping down and carrying on, writing on the ground.
咁所以主呢他就是又彎著腰又用指頭在地上寫字。
And it was then that the weight of this statement gripped them, their conscience was pricked, because they could see that, they like, we have sinned as well.
主他這樣來到去問這些的在當中這些的人呢，話邊個係可以係用石頭，邊個冇罪嘅就可以用石，先係用石頭打呢個嘅行淫嘅婦人。呢啲嘅説話咧，係嗰度咧係叫喺呢啲嘅人咧係能夠扎心，佢哋亦都係知道佢哋有罪嘅。
So we find that it's as though the Lord's mercy has triumphed over the judgment, and we see in the end, the Lord could say to this woman.Go and sin no more.
咁係主嗰個嘅憐憫係勝過呢個嘅審判，佢亦都係吩咐呢個嘅婦人咧係唔好再犯罪。
Yeah, because neither does he condemn her. He who has the right to cast the stone, the Lord does not condemn her, but rather would that she will that to forgive her that she will not sin anymore and live a new.
Sorry, do you want to carry on?
No.
咁係即係咧，主咧就係、是、其實主咧係可以有呢個權柄咧，係用石頭嚟到去打死呢個嘅婦人，但係佢係冇咁樣做，係佢係寧願咧佢冇去定佢嘅罪，佢係寧願咧嚟到去原諒佢，但係咧係吩咐呢個婦人咧唔好再犯罪。
And the Lord set us better free from condemnation that.In being not carrying on, there is a way forward for her.
咁係主咧叫佢從呢個被定罪嘅裏邊咧係得釋放，叫佢咧唔好係再係繼續嘅犯罪，係俾佢係有一個新嘅開始。
即係呢度第八章講。记载呢个嘅呢个妇人被带到主嗰度系一个好
So the record here of this woman caught in adultery and being brought to the Lord.
咁呢度当然嗰个问题就系头先我哋提过，即系摩西嘅律法应该点样做？咁同埋喺罗马嘅权柄嘅底下，罗马嘅律法系应。他们要跟就要遵循罗马的律法。
And we see how there's a question here of the law of Moses, but we know they have to adhere to the law of Rome.
即摩西的律法，我们知道是在罗马书是讲到是叫人知罪的，叫人知道他们是罪人。
We know in the book of Romans, it speaks of the law, how It causes man to know his sinfulness.
呢个系罗马书第三章嘅二十节。
Romans chapter 3, verse 20. Sorry, verse 20.
系。
Romans chapter 3, verse 20. Okay, wherefore by works of law no flesh shall be justified before him, for by law is knowledge of sin.
Yeah. So 每一个人都系。有罪啦。
Of course, we are all sinners. We all have sin.
按照摩西嘅律法嚟讲，叫我哋知罪，即系我哋每一个人都有罪，即系犯咗罪啦。
We are all sinners, and we have all committed sins.
咁即系呢度，如果按照摩西嘅律法，咁唔系一个即系唔系一个外边行咗咩嘅律，犯咗咩？嘅罪先系罪，系叫我哋知罪。
So the law of Moses is not so much what sins we have committed, but for us to have the knowledge of our sinfulness.
所以耶稣可能喺呢度讲到，唔系嗰个即系唔系嗰个犯咗咩罪行淫嘅，当然喺摩西律法讲系要被钉死啦。
So,
可能在罗马的律法底下都会这样规定是被钉死都不定。
So, according to the law of Moses, this act of sin, adultery, would bring about stoning to death, and also it could be the same under Roman law, that if one committed adultery, then they would also be put to death.
但是耶稣所讲的是摩西的律法从神来的即是
The law of Moses is from God.
即是他不会讲回罗马的律法啦当然。
Of course, he wouldn't be speaking of the Roman law.
那是叫人知罪啦。
Because the law of Moses is for that man may know that he is sinful or by law is knowledge of sin.
所以主耶稣问的即是这里给我们看见的就是主耶稣话喺第七节他们还是不住的问他，耶稣就直起腰对他们说：你们中间谁是没有罪的，谁就可以拿石头打他。谁是没有罪？
So we read in verse 7, but when they continued asking him, he lifted himself up and said to them, let him that is without sin among you first cast the first stone at her.
即摩西嘅律法系叫人知罪，个个都有罪。咁耶稣话：你哋中间冇罪嘅，你可以你就即系咁啦，你打咯咁啊。
So the law of Moses is for one to acknowledge sin in oneself. That's why here the Lord also says to the scribes and Pharisees, let him that is without sin cast the first stone at her.
咁个个都知道有罪，所以个个都唔敢打咯。
So everybody knows of their sinfulness, so none of them would dare stone her.
我相信就系、即系如果按照罗马书咧，咁即系佢哋耶稣讲嘅话咧，即系讲出摩西律法嘅功用系叫人知罪，所以佢呢句话系好刺到佢哋入到佢黐入佢哋里边，因为。呢句话使佢哋呢啲，佢哋知道佢哋自己都系有罪嘅。
So what Jesus said to them would have really pierced them, or and really had a deep impression in their heart, because they know that the law of Moses is for them to know their sin. So yeah.
咁所以真系好奇妙啊！主耶稣即系谈到罪嘅问题，就唔系外边你犯咗大罪咩罪。是你知道自己有罪。
So it's not whether you've committed a great sin or whatever sin, but rather you would know that, you know, have knowledge of sin in you.
所以从老至少，即是我想个个都知道是自己是罪人咯，即是不是话即是在那班人中间，个个都知道他们是罪人，所以即是都走晒，即是没人定。
And verse 9, they said, having heard this, they went out one by one, beginning from the elder ones until the last.
咁喺第十节，耶稣话：没有人定你嘅罪么
？And in verse 10, the Lord said to her, woman, where are those thine accusers?
冇啊，佢话冇主啊。
Has no one condemned thee? And she says, no one, sir.
耶稣就我也不定你的罪。
And Jesus said to her, neither do I condemn thee.
从此不要再犯罪了。
Go and sin no more.
咁即系主耶稣唔系话好似话你犯你奸淫呢件事求其啦，即系我唔定你罪啦，佢哋唔定你罪，我都唔定，即系唔系咁嘅意思。
So it doesn't mean that that the Lord is letting her go scot-free, so to speak, as if, well, they are not condemning you, neither do I, and that's it.
因为呢只有耶稣先可以有权柄定罪，因为他没
有。Only the Lord has the authority to condemn sin.
因为他没有罪的。
Because he is without sin.
咁如果他施怜悯呢，在这里施怜悯。
We see here how he shows mercy.
但是不是等于佢唔需要守十字架，因为佢守十字架都系为着我哋呢班罪人被钉死，担当我哋嘅罪。
So we know that the Lord Himself had to go on the cross, and to bear our sin.
佢唔系话如果不以有罪为无罪，即系佢唔系一个咁嘅，佢唔系咁啦吓。
We know that the Lord is just. He cannot say that.Sin is not sin.
咁我相信即系好简单，即系即系嗰位无罪嘅，只系佢可以定人罪嘅主，而喺呢度讲俾我哋听，佢系有怜悯。
We see how he is merciful, although he is the only one who is without sin and therefore able to condemn sin.
但喺呢度佢讲到佢有怜悯，佢系怜悯嘅神。
We know that he is a merciful God.
咁即系公义同埋怜悯喺呢度相遇啦。
So we can see here how justice and mercy are together.
Meet together.
Meet together.
咁就喺十字架上。
And this is in the cross.
咁呢度系讲到另一样嘢咧，就系、是。即系我哋唔能够凭律法得救咯，行律法得救。
And another thing, we cannot be saved by just keeping the law.
啊，所以耶稣，因为我睇第一章，约翰福音第一章讲到，讲系律法系摩西嘅律，我读出嚟啊，第一章嘅十七节，律法本是藉着摩西传的。恩典和真理都是由耶稣基督来的。这个第一章十七节。
When we turn back to John chapter 1 verse 17, we read, For the law was given by Moses, grace and truth subsist through Jesus Christ.
这个恩典 和真理是从耶稣基督来，那个意思就是在耶稣基督里面，就是那个意思是。原文的意思是在耶稣基督里面。
So grace and truth subsist through Jesus Christ means that he has this in him, grace and truth.
是的，不是由他那里出来，是你看回答比那个主角，是那里在他的里面。
How he, the Lord, has these qualities in him, if we read the footnote E. Is it E?
你睇翻就知嘅，咁咧就咁恩典同埋真理就唔系咁多，因为唔系摩西嘅律法啦。
So grace and truth are not the law of Moses。
因为呢个讲得好清楚，系恩典真理喺耶稣嘅里边。
Because it says here grace and truth subsist through Jesus Christ。
或者你前讲。Is in Jesus Christ.
Is in Jesus Christ, yeah.
咁特地嘅主角讲好清楚，恩典同真理系 singular 嘅，而且系 singular， 即系因为 singular
先。你讲完先 ，David。
啊，即系恩典同真理咧，唔系两样不同分开嘅嘢，恩典同真理咧系一样嘅，系连埋嘅，所以特地用我系 subsist， 即系。就是因为这个是单数。
So grace and truth are not separate things, but together, 是吗？
是。One thing only.
One thing.
在耶稣的里面。
Which are in Christ.
这个很难去明白的事。因为你
It's difficult to understand this.
为什么？因为如果我说你又好有爱心又好有忍耐。唔系话等于。
If I were to say to you, you are full of love and patience.
呢个爱心同忍耐唔系分开嘅。如果你冇爱忍耐又冇爱心，你冇爱心又冇忍耐，你唔可以分开嘅。
So these two things cannot be separated. You cannot have love and not have patience, or the other way round.
啊，所以你一真特别嗰度解释咧就好清楚，就恩典同真理系两系一样嘢。即是你不可以有真理又没有恩典，没有恩典又有真理。
So the footnote in Darby, it speaks of grace and truth. You cannot just have one without the other because they are together.
所以在第八章或者在这里讲这个，即用这个淫乱被捉到的妇人，是带回到我们认识恩典和真理在耶稣基督里面，所以他的判断是不是只是律，不是在律法的里面，在他自己的里面。
So we see how this woman being caught in adultery and how the Lord treats her and shows her grace and truth.
不是按照律法。
Not according to the law.
因为在他里面是在恩典和真理，所以按照他的里面他自己来到判断。
So it's according to what is in the Lord, the life in the Lord, and this is how he judges.
咁将来都一样噶。我哋见到佢嘅时候，佢都系如果我哋喺真接受咗呢个恩典真理，咁我哋就唔会被定罪。
And it will be like that for us as well in the future if we have received him, and this is how he will. Judge us according to with his grace and mercy.
Grace and truth.
Truth and truth. Sorry, yeah.
好啦，咁咧，即系而家咁样讲翻佢画字啦，我哋睇到第六页、第七节，
The seven, how he stoops down to write.
即係地上立字啦。
How he writes in the on the ground.
On the earth 啦，啊，同埋第八節都係地上畫字。
And how verse 8, and again stooping down, he wrote on the ground.
咁呢個 ground 係沙地啦，當時係咪？
And it was a sandy ground.
Yeah, 咁係泥土噶啦，即係 earth 啦。
It's not earth or mud.
即係 earth 啦，嚇。咁咧
，is earth,
is earth,
is earth, yeah.
因為咧喺耶利米書十七章十三節咧。
Because in Jeremiah, chapter 17, is it?
十三節。
Chapter 17, verse 13.
咁咧嗰度點樣讀咧？佢話耶和華以色列的盼望啊，凡離棄你的必至蒙羞。耶和華說：離開我的，他們的名字必寫在土裏。因為他們離棄我這活水的泉源。
Okay, so Jeremiah chapter 16, verse 13.
No, sorry, no, 17, chapter 7.
Oh, chapter, sorry, chapter, say that again, please, David. Which chapter?
17, 17.
Okay, so Jeremiah chapter 17, yes, which verse?
13.
Yes, that's it, yep. Verse 13. Yes, verse 13. Chapter 17 of Jeremiah. Thou hope of Israel, Jehovah. Oh, yes. So, yeah, start again. Thou hope of Israel, Jehovah, all that forsake thee shall be ashamed. They that depart from me shall be written in the earth, because they have forsaken Jehovah, the fountain of living waters. Hammer.
Yes, okay. Yes, okay. 佢話人若渴了可以到我這裡渴，信我的人就如經常所說，從他腹中要流出活水的江河。
And then coming back to John's Gospel, this time chapter 7 verse 38, He that believes on me, as the scripture has said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. Hammer, sorry.
咁呢有啲讀經嘅人咧，即係弟兄啊、姊妹啊，即係佢哋就話呢個耶利米書十七章十三節。
And some of those who have read the Bible or scholars or brothers and sisters, they have said that Jeremiah chapter 17 verse 13
係一個應驗，係第八章約翰福音第八章耶穌喺地上畫字。是应验了这个的预言，耶利米书的预言。
And some have said that the Lord stooping down to write on the ground is a fulfillment of what is mentioned in Jeremiah 17 verse
13. 因为呢，这里都讲到这些人呢，写在他们的名字写在地土里呢，是他们离弃这个活水的泉源。
Because there are those whose names are written in the earth, because they have forsaken Jehovah, the fountain of living waters. 是吗？
咁呢度都系联想，系啦，呢度都系联想。耶稣喺地上地土里画字，都系联想呢个第七章讲到耶稣系嗰个活水嘅泉源。
So this is also linked and related to chapter 7 of John, verse 38, where it says, He that believes on me, as the scripture has said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water.
在耶利米书十七章十三节咧，就系边啲人佢哋嘅名字写喺土里咧，系嗰啲离弃呢个活水嘅泉源。
So who are the names written on the earth, which is mentioned in Jeremiah 17:13? They are the ones that have forsaken Jehovah,
the
fountain of living waters, yes.
咁咧，即系啲读学者咧就话，可能咧，即系耶稣画字喺地喺泥土里边画字，系应验咗呢个耶利米书十七章十三节。
So some of these Bible scholars have commented that the Lord stooping down to write in the ground is a fulfillment of Jeremiah chapter 17 verse
13.
And it could also be that the Lord were writing on the ground, writing verse 13 of Jeremiah chapter
17. 這個都是很可能的，即是那個畫面很可能是應驗耶利米書17章13節，很可能的。And
it is a possibility that it is a fulfillment of Jeremiah chapter 17 verse 13.
這個原因呢，那些學者就說，因為是連上他們，如果是離棄這個活水的傳言，正如約翰福音第七章。 如果他们离弃这个活水的传言，那他们只有他们的名字写在土里，即是说永远是灭亡啦，即是在土里边是没有了，一阵就会消失了。So
those who have forsaken Jehovah, the fountain of living waters, their names are written in the earth, as we read in chapter 8 of John, how the Lord stoops down to write. With his finger on the ground.
即係如果啲名，如果啲人嘅名寫喺泥土裏邊，即係一陣就冇啦，即係吹咗佢啊，或者行過咧，就冇咗啲名啦嚇。And
we know that if names are written on the ground, soon they will disappear.
Yeah. 但係主耶穌應許我哋係永生，唔係呢個地上，即係唔係泥土啦嚇，唔係嗰個出於塵土。
But the Lord has promised to us eternal life, not the life which is dust to dust in the ground.
咁我喺度兩個重點，我就覺得即係嗰個畫字嗰個，只不過係一個，即係嗰個可能係一個應驗耶利米書，但係緊要嘅地方係。So
writing on the with his finger on the ground. On the one hand, could be a fulfillment of Jeremiah chapter 17 verse
13. And
this woman caught in adultery, she wasn't stoned to death. Because under the law, we would all be stoned to death because we all have sin.
即是判死刑啦，唔一定被打死啦。
We would have to face the death penalty.
呢个系罪嘅公价乃死啊嘛，系嘛？
Because we know the wages of sin is death.
我谂我家都就系咁多啦，因为我即系头先我都讲到系会跟着嘅，即系跟着耶稣系喺呢个世界光，我哋跟着佢行走咧，就会得着生命嘅光。
And then after this we read how the Lord says that he is the light of the world, and if we follow him, we shall not walk in darkness, but have the light of life.
Can I just say a little bit? In fact, from this chapter 8, it illustrates to us. The verse in John 1:4, which says, "In him was life, and the life was the light of men."
从第八章嗰度咧，都系讲翻系好似喺约翰福音嘅第一章嘅第四节，生命在他里头，这生命就是人嘅光。Because
they at first brought this woman, to be stoned, to be condemned. But in turn, Jesus' life caused them to see that, you know, they are sinners, they have sinned.
咁係呢啲嘅文士同埋法利賽人係將呢個行淫嘅婦人帶到主嘅面前呢，係原本呢係想嚟到係去用石頭打死佢，同埋係被定罪嘅。咁但係呢，反正呢，主係叫佢哋係。
叫自己能够系知道佢哋自己都系罪人。That's right. So it's his life, that swallows up the evil intention and brings light.
主嘅生命咧系能够吞噬嗰啲系文士法利赛人佢哋嗰个嘅系邪恶嘅心思。
I think we can thank the Lord that, as He said, that He did not come to judge but to save.
我哋系感谢主，佢嚟咧唔系系定罪，那系咧系要嚟系Sorry, can you say that again?
Not to judge but to save.
系唔系嚟定罪，那系咧系去拯救。
That this whole matter that really reflects this.Statement of the Lord here.
整件嘅事情咧，都系反映到主系咁样嘅。
When the Lord says, "Neither do I condemn you," basically, what the Lord is saying, it's not saying that you have not sinned, but the Lord is saying, "No, I forgive you."
咁系主咧，佢讲话我都唔定你罪啦。嗰度唔系话呢个妇人冇犯罪，乃系咧主系话我系原谅你。
Just like you know, they say you know, when the Lord says to that man, your sins are forgiven, they quibble about the fact that who can forgive sin except you know, God.
咁正如咧，佢对一个人嚟到讲话，你嘅罪咧系能够系被原谅。咁边个系能够原谅人嘅罪咧？就只有神先能够。
And we know that here very clearly, you know, that neither do I condemn you, that you know, God, the Lord is showing forgiveness.
咁主就同呢个妇人讲话，我都唔定你罪啦。佢系嚟到系显出佢系原谅呢个妇人。
So where there is repentance, we find you know, this act of forgiveness, you know, this.Intention of the Lord to save and not to merely to judge.
咁所以咧系嗰度咧系显出嗰度系有呢、这个藉着主嗰个嘅原谅咧，嗰、那个宽恕咧，嗰度系带出呢个嘅悔改。咁呢个都系主佢系有呢个嘅心咧嚟到系去拯救而唔系去定罪。
And we know that just as No one has the right or can forgive. It's because no one can, none of us have that right to condemn another person.
咁系我哋知道，系冇一个人咧系能够系去原谅人，因为我哋知道冇一个人系能够有呢个嘅权柄咧嚟到系去定人哋嘅罪。
Except the Lord.
除咗主之外
，the fact that He doesn't condemn is because of His forgiveness.
佢唔去定罪系因为佢有呢个嘅赦免。
It's not because we have got no, you know, we have not sinned, but because you know, there is forgiveness with Him.
唔系因为我哋冇罪，乃系因为佢嘅赦免。
That's right. If we recall you know, what the Lord said in the other incidents, that which is easier to tell that man to you know, get up and walk or to say your sins are forgiven?
我哋知道圣经里边有咁嘅记载咧，就系话佢对呢一个嘅产子嚟到讲话系你嘅罪咧得赦免啦。咁系岂唔系系容易？系唔单止系叫人哋能够叫呢个嘅瘫子能够行走，那系佢嘅罪系得赦免。
We know which one is easier for us to say。
我哋知道边一样嘢系容易嘅。
No, which one is easier for us to say？
究竟系边一样嘢系我哋系容易嘅嚟到系去讲咧
？We know which one is easier。
我哋知道嘅，我哋知道边一样嘢系容易讲嘅。
But which one is easier？For the Lord to say，
但系边一个系叫主系比较容易嚟到讲咧
？Because what's easy for us to say, you know, your sins are forgiven, is most difficult for the Lord to say。
因为如果系话呢个嘅罪系得赦免嘅，咁系主 係容易嘅嚟到講。
No, it's easy for us to say because we can't say to the man, get up and walk. But for the Lord to say get up and walk is easier than for him to say your sins are forgiven.
叫呢、這個坦子起行嘅係容易過係叫佢嘅罪得赦免。
So for the Lord to say, neither do I condemn you.
So it's not easy thing
for the Lord to say. That's what manner of grace and mercy that is, for the Lord to actually reflect of what he said, he did not come to judge but to save.
咁係實在係主嘅恩典同埋憐憫嗰度咧，都係顯出佢係唔係嚟定人嘅罪，乃係嚟到去拯救。
I know that we'll think, oh, they went away one by one is because their conscience is being pricked, that they realize they have sinned. It may well, I wonder whether that is true for all cases.
咁係嗰度經文裏面有講到話從老到少一個一個都出去，咁我都係喺度諗緊究竟呢一個係咪都係包括曬所有嘅呢？
Because they ask the Lord, what should we do with this woman?
因為佢哋都嚟到去問主究竟我哋係點樣嚟到去處理呢一個嘅婦人。
By the law of Moses, we should be stoning her. What do you say then?
咁係按著摩西嘅律法，我哋就要用石頭打死佢。咁你會講啲乜嘢呢？
But the Lord turned it round to them and said, let him that is without sin among you first cast the stone at her.
然而呢，主就咁樣嚟到係去回答佢哋，就話你哋中間誰是沒有罪的，誰就可以先拿石頭打佢。
So the Lord is turning their own question to them, if you think that she ought to be stoned, you carry on then.
咁所以咧，就將呢條問題係就交翻俾佢哋。如果你覺得你哋係要用石頭打佢嘅，咁你就打佢咯。
We know that they, if they were to do that, they would have broken the Roman law. They would be guilty.
我哋知道，如果佢哋係可以咁樣做嘅時候咧，用石頭嚟咗打呢個婦人咧，佢哋就犯咗呢個羅馬嘅律法。
Even if they want to stone this woman, we find that their hands are tied because of the Roman law.
縱然佢哋係都係想用石頭嚟打呢個婦人，但佢哋咧係受到呢個羅馬法律嘅約束。
That, if they really want, if in their mind they really wanted to stone this woman, they won't be able to do it anyway.
雖然佢哋係好想嚟到用石頭打呢個婦人，但佢哋知道咧，佢哋係唔可以咁樣做。
So we find that I'm not sure how to put this across. It seems, what the Lord, when the Lord put this question before them, it is basically for them to answer what they have asked of the Lord, and they can't have an answer. They don't have an answer.
咁係主係將呢個嘅問題嚟到係去擺到佢哋嘅面前，目的咧係要佢哋嚟到係去自己答翻呢條嘅問題，究竟佢哋係可唔可以係用石頭嚟到打呢個婦人
？I think they are going away may not be saying that I'm also a sinner. It may be so, for some, but I wonder how many really in their conscience really become very clear that, oh, they are not without sin either.
咁當佢哋一個一個離開之後，咁當中有啲人咧，佢哋都會知道佢哋係罪人嘅。咁但我仍然咧係喺度諗緊，究竟係係有一啲人，佢哋嘅喺佢哋嘅良知嘅裏邊，喺佢哋嘅良心嘅裏邊，佢哋會唔會承認佢哋都係罪人咧
？And even if they think, oh, they are sinners, they wouldn't have thought that, oh, we are not sin as seriously as this woman that deserved to be stoned.
或者佢哋都會諗佢哋係罪人，但係佢哋冇諗到佢哋咧係比呢個行人嘅婦人係差。
We don't know what the law was writing on the ground.
我哋唔知道究竟主喺地上係寫啲乜嘢。
And what he wrote, whether it actually pricked the conscience of these people.
佢喺地上所寫嘅係唔係嚟到係去叫佢哋扎心？
But we know that it wasn't an immediate thing. You know, the fact that they, you know, for the reminds me of, you know, when I read, you know, the Lord in verse 6, you know, wrote with his finger.
喺第六節嗰度咧，係叫我諗起咧，主係用佢嘅指頭嚟到寫字。
That God, you know, with his finger wrote the laws on the stone tablets.
係用佢嘅指頭嚟到係喺呢一個石板上嚟到係去寫佢嘅律法。
And God wrote on the wall, you know, with his finger.
主神咧亦都係用佢嘅指頭咧喺牆上嚟到寫字。
You know, when Belshazzar was feasting away.
當呢個巴比倫王嚟到係嚟到係去藐視佢嘅時候。
And also, you know, where we read in Jeremiah that of the Lord saying that it is He who will put the law or write the law in the hearts of His people.
佢就係嗰位嘅神係將佢嘅律法寫喺人嘅心板上。
Like says, we don't know what the Lord wrote.
我仍然係講我哋唔知道究竟喺呢啲嘅經文嘅裏面主佢係喺地上寫啲乜嘢字。
But the fact that, you know, he wrote with his fingers reminds me of, you know, God writing things specifically.
係神係用佢嘅指頭主係用佢嘅指頭嚟到寫一啲好特定嘅嘢。
It is not sure what word it is. It seems that for God to have used a finger to write, it seems there is that sense of permanence.
神係用佢嘅指頭寫嘅時候咧，佢係呢啲嘅嘢咧係永久性嘅。
We end in prayer.
我哋結束祈禱。頭先剛講嗰個係應該係巴比倫王伯提沙撒係嘛 ？Belshazzar.
Yes.
Thank you. 我哋結束祈禱。